News release. Office of the Governor. Lansing, Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Tuesday joined the Michigan National Guard during their annual Northern Strike military readiness exercise. The joint training is one of the Department of Defense's largest reserve component readiness exercises, taking place across Michigan from August 3 to August 17. Michigan is honored to host the Northern Strike military readiness exercises again this year, said Governor Whitmer. As Commander-in-Chief of the Michigan National Guard, I couldn't be prouder to support our troops as they train alongside service members from across the country and the world. No matter the challenge, Michigan is ready to rise to the occasion, especially when the results make a real difference for our national defense and keep our communities safe. Over 6,300 participants from 32 states and territories and 5 international participants will converge at Michigan's National All-Domain Warfighting Center, NADWC, for training focused on expeditionary skills, command and control, sustainment and joint integrated fires. This year's summer iteration of the annual exercise will incorporate training scenarios involving homeland security and defense against unmanned aerial systems. Additionally, maritime training scenarios will focus on protecting high-value assets, as well as fixing, tracking and engaging targets within littoral and open water environments. The Joint Personnel Recovery Agency will integrate with training units to test newly developed combat search, rescue and recovery systems. This year's schedule of NS training events reflects the abilities of Michigan and the NADWC to support Department of Defense objectives, said U.S. Army Major General Paul D. Rogers, Adjutant General and Director of the Michigan Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. We take pride in our ability to improve the exercise design each year, integrating innovative technologies and solutions into dynamic training to meet the needs of commanders across all domains and replicate what soldiers and airmen could face in real-world situations. The Michigan National Guard, MING, began hosting NS in 2012 and it has since grown into the premier reserve component training event designed to build readiness with joint and partner forces in all domains of warfare. The NADWC encompasses the Camp Grayling Joint Maneuver Training Center, the Alpena Combat Readiness Training Center and their associated airspace. NS participants are also conducting training in Lake Huron, Rogers City Quarry, Battle Creek, MBS International Airport, Escoda-Wurtsmith Airfield and K.I. Sawyer Airfield in Marquette. In addition to enhancing our nation's defense capabilities, the NS exercise series also serves as an important boost to the local economy. It brings an average of $38 million to Michigan's economy annually in military pay, travel and local spending in northern Lower Michigan. Michigan's defense industry contributes $30 billion in economic activity for Michigan, with more than 166,000 jobs and nearly 4,000 Michigan businesses serving the defense, defense aerospace and homeland security industries. One of the key state economic drivers in the defense industry is the Detroit Arsenal, located in Warren, Michigan. The Detroit Arsenal is home to Army ground vehicles and robotics, employing over 7,500 Michigan residents and contracts over $2.5 billion with Michigan companies. More than 100 years old, Selfridge Air National Guard Base employs more than 4,000 people and has an economic impact of about $850 million. Michigan is home to some of the nation's largest ground vehicle defense companies and U.S. DoD major entities such as General Dynamics Land Systems, Bay Systems, GE Aviation, GM Defense, AM General and more. Michigan is number one in for military vehicle production in the U.S., leading the nation with 37% of total U.S. contracts.